and they had killed the dog with the butt of the gun, and she had the little dog on, and she had went and picked it up. And he come in, he had taken off his gun, his holster, and put it in a drawer in the kitchen that the gun was still in there. And he had sat down and started with a buffer, shining the shoes. And he, they seemed to think that when she come in with a little dog, so the little dog usually would bark and meet him, you know. But she, when she come in with a little dog, that he just laid the buffer down or whatever it was, the shoe, electric shoe shiner. And, because it was still running, the shoe shiner, still running when they found. And they shot him in the back. They had to be in the dining room there, but they were in the den. And they shot him right close because it's a big
one thing
burn.
I don't understand, when they were trying to steal something, or?
No, somebody had, it was an enemy. Somebody
didn't
like him.
Oh, you're kidding.
But he had, it was $2,700 or $2,900 in his shirt pocket. And he fell on his face, and they didn't get that. But they ripped her pocketbook open. They said she carried a gun at night in her pocketbook, and they said her gun was gone. I don't. Now, if they've ever found it, I haven't heard anything about
that
it.
That might
but
be a good clue,
but she fell on that little dog. And, excuse me, they said that this man that came from Atlanta, the, what you call him?
Detective?
Well, they have another name for him. But anyway, he said she probably lived around 6 hours.
You're kidding.
Said she bled to death. And there was blood. They said, you could smell them clear out. The house sets back from the road a little piece, and you could smell it clear to the highway. Well, they put, they just roped it off, you know, where people couldn't go up the house. And that road out there was just blocked with cars on each side. And they didn't bring them out of that. They found them that afternoon around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they didn't bring them out till the next morning around 4 in the morning. They had to do all that autopsy, but this coroner and all stuff, you know. And they had to put them in bags. Mm. I said, she had went to Caudill and bought a lot of new clothes. She was going to Washington, which, because she goes to the Baptist church and I go to the Methodist, but every time I see her, she was just real dressed up. They said she'd have on a new outfit nearly every Sunday that come. They said nothing cheap either. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But these clothes she had bought for this trip, the tags hadn't been taken off of them. Was hanging up there. And
they had no idea?
They hadn't found out one thing.
Not one clue.
And here lately, I don't even hear it mentioned. I just don't know. Of course, the FBI has worked on it, and some of them said they still come and work on it, you know, here once in a while, mm-hmm. what they're doing. But I just wonder if they're going to ever find out who done it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody here was just so upset about that, and so many widow women live by themselves, just was almost scared.
I'm scared to live by myself.
So would I.
That's the reason I got where, honestly, that's the reason I started really caring. That gun, more or less.
Mm-hmm. I can see why, you know, now it would be a good idea.
I don't think anyone has anything against me for it, because I've never done anything to anybody, but the thing about it, that's not it. They'll do something to you whether they have anything against you or not.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to think that maybe someone has something against dog. I don't know what it was. It might. Of course, he always carried a large amount of money. They said they'd never had seen that he didn't have a large amount of money. But they said George Kate went to the bank that afternoon and they had tar, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a colored man that dips the tar, and he carried it off that day. And they said she went to the bank that afternoon before she went to Eastman and deposited the money for the turpentine that they had got. They don't know how much money she had, but they said they had just torn her bag open.
It is, it really is.